We're now going to turn things over to WATD's Christine James, who's in studio with Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz for a look back on the year 2020. Christine.
Oh, thank you very much, Dan. That's right. I am here in studio with Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Busy year 2020 in many ways. And of course, you know, you're a regular guest here on WATD. I like to do a year-end wrap-up and a little bit of a look ahead for 2021. When it comes to crime in Plymouth County, what did the numbers look like this past year? The same, up, down?
Well, I think this year has been certainly unusual because of COVID-19. I think things certainly look different. But for the most part, even though with COVID, what we're seeing is that, you know, crime doesn't stop. The pandemic didn't really stop it at all. This year in 2020, the state police who were assigned to my office, who work with all of our local towns when there are unattended deaths, for homicides, we had 8 this year countywide. 4 of them were in Brockton, and 3 of those homicides were with firearms. Altogether, in the city of Brockton, we had 31 individuals who were hit by gunfire. Now, we saw a small uptick in the city this year, and also some of the crime throughout the county. But for the most part, the good news is, I think, is that, you know, over the course of between 2010 and 2019, we've seen a 36% decrease in firearms-related crimes. We've seen a 36% decrease in aggravated assaults with firearms, and a 71% decrease in armed robberies. So I think that at the same time as we see our violent numbers going down, we're also seeing a reduction of the people who are in the Plymouth County House of Correction, down the Sheriff's Department. The numbers there are down 65%. So, you know, how do you reduce violent crime, and how do you also reduce the population in the jail at the same time? And I think by working together with all the various aspects of the federal, state, local agencies doing our Operation Safe Streets, I think that's made a difference, and I think we've been continued to do that.
Well, it's interesting because I know a lot of things that your department does, I don't think the everyday people are aware of it. With reporters and other law enforcement, I think it's kind of inside baseball. But I know, and if I can just speak out a little bit about this, I know when they were talking about police reform, they were talking about, you know, different aspects of taking care of people. But your department, when it comes to drug education, drug awareness, protecting kids and elders, and cyber protecting people against cybercrime, you've already been doing this.
We've been doing that for years. It's really nothing new, and I think every now and then you'll hear some people talk about some programs as if they've reinvented the wheel, whether they be diversion. I heard that within the last couple of years that we need to make sure we're doing diversion. We've been doing that in Plymouth County for 40 years. It's absolutely nothing new. And so the real, I think, changing in the job that I've seen is that, you know, how do we get more proactive on the forefront of society? Because what we end up seeing, quite honestly, in the criminal justice system is we are the depository of all the problems, whether they be drug problems, mental health problems, individuals who then are put in a position where they're going to end up in the criminal justice system because they violated some mass general law. How do you help those people? How do you make sure we, like here in our county, we have 4 different drug courts in all of our district courts. We're the only county that has that. You know, how do we make sure we have mental health courts for the people that we can provide the resources to? And at the same time, we need to hold people accountable, and we need to make sure that we stop the next cycle of kids who might be entering the criminal justice world. And that's really what we're trying to do with a lot of the drug endangered kids programs that we're dealing with the schools, or dealing with kids who might have adverse childhood experiences, the ACEs. These are real issues.
Explain a little bit for people that are not familiar with ACEs, what it is and why you do it.
Yeah, we started back a decade ago regarding dealing with kids who witnessed trauma, because what we were seeing is that some kids that saw something traumatic in their life, you know, within 3, 4, 5 years, they were conducting that bad activity. So how do you help that child? And then we saw it again, a resurgence, because we saw our numbers go down in the city of Brockton when we applied training to the teachers, training to the schools, training to the custodians. How do you help prevent the trauma and help the kids that have seen some terrible things? And now what we're seeing is also with the opioid crisis over the last few years, we've now taken that and used what we learned a decade ago with the opioid crisis, and now we're focusing on the young kids. The kids who have what's known as an adverse childhood experience. And the more adverse childhood experiences a child has, the more likely they are to get drug or substance abuse. They're going to be in a position where they're also going to be conducting the same activity that they see in their lives. How do you help that child and stop them? And that's why we've been doing trainings, or we were doing trainings pre-COVID. We continue to go out and get grants. We continue to go to schools. We bring people in, professionals from, we were dealing with Harvard Mass Advocates, and we were dealing with all different trainings, bringing people to schools to talk to the teachers and try to help focus on that child, the kid who maybe comes from the broken home, the kid that we might be seeing. We see it also in our Children's Advocacy Center. You know that in Plymouth County every year we deal with about 1,200 kids who are physically or sexually abused. And the kids who are the victims today of child abuse, the kids who are the victims today and they see domestic violence, they're going to be the kids that are doing that if we don't help them now. So how do you provide services? How do you prevent and get in front of these problems? I think we've been really successful doing that and trying to create an awareness mm-hmm. as how can we help those children. Nobody's batting 1,000, but I think if every child that we can help, that we can get services to, that we can prevent them from being hurt from their parents or from their guardian, I think we're stopping something down the road.
And a lot of this, of course, stems from drugs. And you and the sheriff, I know, the founders of this Plymouth County Opiate Drug Task Force.
Right.
What's been happening with that?
It's ongoing. You know, we've seen our numbers, you know, this year, once again, much like crime didn't stop this year, opioid and substance abuse hasn't stopped. It's still a real problem. And, you know, we're really lucky that, you know, Plymouth County Outreach, which is the program which all 27 towns here in Plymouth County and the city of Brockton and Bridgewater State University have all signed on to this MOU so that within 12 to 24 hours of a non-fatal drug overdose, a police officer, a recovery coach, show up at that person's house the next day to provide resources. Because one of the biggest problems we still see, and that when you talk to any expert in this field, is stigma. People are embarrassed by the problems that they're having. We bring resources to them. And even though we've seen our numbers this year, we're still putting the numbers together for the year mm-hmm. and formulating that, it's an incredible challenge. And it's been a bigger challenge this year because the police officers and the recovery coaches are doing things virtual now. They're not doing it, not going to the homes because mm-hmm. of COVID. So I think that has really stressed out even more people who are using drugs, people who are addicted to drugs, and people that need the help now more than ever.
Now, what about 2021, which we're in now? I know one of the other issues we've talked about off and on has been human trafficking, a bigger problem than I think most people are aware of here in Plymouth County and I guess statewide and nationwide.
Absolutely. And people, you know, think that, well, human trafficking, that's something you see in a television show or in a movie. It's actually everywhere. And, you know, it's these situations where you have these young kids who are really being overtaken by these individuals who are putting them in bad situations, and they control their entire lives, their money, where they live, what they get, if they get food to eat, and they make them do these certain things. You know, a few years ago, we initially had a grant as pertains to the human trafficking here in Plymouth County, and we did trainings once again with the AG's office was doing training. We worked with them, and we saw our numbers escalate over 1 year from like 12 cases to almost 150 cases. And I was asked, well, gee, was there that big of an uptick? I don't think there was. I think we were just more aware based upon the training, what we saw. So what we've done is we've reached out for additional help and grants on the federal level. And we were recently awarded a $1.5 million grant from the Department of Justice to form the Plymouth County Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force, which will once again will help us do the investigations, the prosecutions, and provide services to the victims who need it the most. These people are really at risk. And how can we help them and stop them at the same time?
One of the biggest takeaways I have here, you folks really are not just prosecutors, are you?
The world's changed. I mean, when I started as a prosecutor back in 1984, 85, mm-hmm. you know, we had a file with a police report in it. Nowadays, when something happens, we understand that when you throw a pebble into a pond, there are ripples and there are effects. How do we put ourselves in a position to stop the crime, prosecute the people, hold them accountable, and at the same time, how do we stop something from occurring in the future? It's an incredible challenge. I think we're really lucky. We have a lot of really good people. We have 60 lawyers. We have 135 employees all together. We work with another 25 troopers who are assigned to work with us for all the major cases that we deal with. And, you know, I'm very hopeful that and optimistic that, you know, we're going to continue to drive our numbers down, help the people that we can help. And people should understand that if you have any questions regarding anything that you hear me saying, any questions I may not have answered, PlymouthCountyDA.com has all sorts of information for you, has all sorts of phone numbers for you if you need help. If you are aware of a situation where a child needs help, please make a phone call. You know, we're here to help you. We're here to help those kids. And not only by saving that kid now, you may be in a position where you're stopping somebody from entering that life of crime.
We appreciate you joining us today. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We're going to put this interview up online as well so people can get more information. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Sending it back to Dan McCready right here, 95.9 WATD.